We have been tracking Trump and Elon's insider moves, which has led us to believe this could be the biggest trade setup of the year.
If you missed out on gold and silver's parabolic moves, I can assure you that this is where the smart money is headed next.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
If you missed out on gold and you missed out on silver, don't worry, because we've been tracking Trump's and Elon's insider moves, which has led us to the same conclusion. This could be the biggest trade setup for the year.
This might be one of the most important episodes we've filmed in a very long time. This is a once in a generational opportunity as it pertains to the metals industry. Gold and silver have been on parabolic moves for a multitude of reasons, which we will dive into shortly. But before we begin, if you guys like this content, make sure to like and subscribe and let us know in the comments if you guys are buying gold and silver right now like we have been.
So if you've been paying attention to the recent moves in the market, paying attention to what Trump's doing and what Elon's been saying, this is going to hit home. Gold has gone parabolic. Silver has gone parabolic. The entire world is rushing to buy as many precious metals as possible. There's a multitude of reasons for this, which we will get into in the episode, but the main thing you need to realize is that the U.S., seeing this, not only are they trying to buy as much gold and silver as China is, but the U.S. is pivoting towards they need domestic minerals for their own industry, for their own AI industry, and to back up, you know, the dying American dollar, right? So when you point all of these together, it kind of brings us to what we believed as a multi-year generational metals bull market, and the opportunity here is immense.
Now remember, none of this is financial advice. This is our opinion and our opinion only. But look at what Trump has been doing as of late. He's after rare earth minerals. Remember that altercation he had with the Ukrainian president when he's going after, he tried to strike a deal with Ukraine and they end up fighting in the White House? That was crazy. Mm-hmm. Then he's trying to take over Greenland. He's having altercations with Canada. What has each conversation been around? Mm-hmm. It's been around rare earth minerals. That includes things like gold, silver, but it also includes things like copper, nickel, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. He's seeking these rare earth minerals for U.S. defense, powering AI, energy sectors, technology. It's so crucial right now in a time where the world is seeing global constraints. We are seeing the globalization that we used to previously know. That's no longer. Mm-hmm. Now it's all about bringing things back home. And it's all about creating things in your home country.
Yep.
That is why Trump is after these rare earth minerals. This episode, this company that we're about to reveal, it is a sleeping giant, in our honest opinion.
Yep, 100%. So while everybody is looking at gold and silver right now, and rightfully so, the charts are absolutely insane. Look at these parabolic runs. But in a generational metals bull market, what we want to do and where we want to position our money is places that the money will flow next. And as a metals bull market goes on, the other rare earth minerals such as copper and nickel could be the next ones to go parabolic. Look at the nickel chart. It's just broken out of a multi-year downtrend with significant volume.
That volume's crazy.
It's crazy, right? So this to me is a signal that nickel could be coming next. And when you look further into the story of how important nickel is to America, this is where it gets really, really interesting. You need to focus in here. So nickel, as we know, is one of the main things that's needed for electric vehicles, for clean energy, for batteries, for all this kind of thing. Now, where has nickel come from in the past? 75% of the world's nickel production comes from Indonesia, and their industry is built by China. So recently, there's been some murmurs coming out that one, they actually don't have as much nickel as they said they had. It's not as good quality as they said it was. And all these new regulations are coming in, which is going to make it very much harder for Indonesia to extract this nickel. Plus, guess what? As I mentioned, this whole industry in Indonesia was backed by China. Now, who's in a trade war right now? USA and China. Do you think Trump is going to rely on this China-built Indonesian nickel industry to power American nickel for the next decade? Absolutely not. So here's where it gets deeper. Now America needs their own domestic sources of nickel. But there's a big problem. Their only big nickel mine, the Eagle Mine, is closing next year, 2027. So we have a massive supply squeeze coming for nickel, domestic nickel. And then here's the cherry on top. This is why we talked about insider things that are happening that people missed. Elon Musk just did a big tweet about their lithium factory that they need for Tesla, because lithium is one of the most important things for Teslas and electric vehicle batteries that Tesla is producing. What's next? Elon said in a reply to that same tweet, so most people missed it, he said the nickel refinery is next for Tesla. So we know Elon Musk is about to need a ton of nickel, and this nickel is most likely going to need to be domestically sourced. So what do we need to look at? The next up domestic supplier, the next nickel mine in America.
All right, the company we're talking about today is Homeland Nickel. It trades under the ticker SHL.V on the Canadian Exchange and SRCGF on the OTC for Americans. All right, this is a Canadian company that operates in America, and they control one of the largest land packages in the entire Western Hemisphere for nickel production. This is absolutely massive.
Yeah, so this just, to us, it makes a lot of sense. You have America who's going to need a large source for domestic nickel. You have their existing largest nickel mine shutting down next year. Enter Homeland and their massive 17,000-acre nickel deposit area in Oregon. And this is where it gets crazy, right? Okay, so not all nickel deposits are made equally. The Homeland nickel deposit spread out in Oregon, it's very close to the surface, which means it's easier to mine. Now, this is very high-grade nickel. So some of the nickel, this is the whole thing about Indonesia, right? All this Indonesian nickel, it's now coming out, it's not very high quality. So it's not good enough for Tesla batteries. It's not good enough for all this high-tech AI stuff. The nickel in the deposits that Homeland nickel operates in, this is high-grade nickel close to the surface, which means it's easier to mine than normal, and it's higher grade than normal. Are you seeing the writing on the wall here?
Yeah, this is laterite nickel. So basically, it's like gravel pit mining, if you will. So it's really easy and effective, saves companies a ton of time and money to actually getting this high-quality nickel. Basically, instead of spending billions of dollars on extracting the nickel, you're spending something like $150 million. So this is a lower cap expenditure and a faster path to production for a lot of these companies.
And here's where it gets even crazier. What's about to happen with Homeland Nickel is they are about to spin out two of their nickel deposit assets into a new entity, which they are going to own about 20% of and 20% project and equity. It's going to be called Patriot Nickel and is a US-based company. These are US-based nickel deposits. Why is this so important? This is a narrative story, narrative play, right? Trump wants domestic rare earth minerals. Elon wants domestic nickel for Tesla. Patriot Nickel, which is the new company that will be spun out of Homeland Nickel, is going to be a US asset listed on the American Stock Exchange. So if that, in theory, becomes very successful as the leading US nickel story, this will greatly benefit Homeland Nickel. And that's even before we start to talk about market cap valuations, right? Like, we're talking about a small cap stock here. The valuation of Homeland Nickel right now at time of recording is under $100 million.
Crazy.
We see large cap mining stocks in the multi-billions, $5 billion, $10 billion, $50 billion. And when you look at what Homeland Nickel has, they have the only easily accessible, large-scale, high-quality nickel deposit in America at a time when Trump and the government needs domestic nickel and Elon wants to build a nickel refinery? Come on.
The timing's perfect. I look, no sustainable domestic nickel production other than what Homeland is bringing to the table here. It's crazy. And you mentioned something at the beginning of the episode, the price of nickel and how it's exploding. Well, guess what? A lot of these like junior miners and exploration companies that operate in this space, all their assets on the balance sheet are still carried at historical cost and not at the current market value. Mm. So what happens when the current market value starts to hit the books? the valuation of these companies tend to skyrocket.
Okay, so let's dig deeper into some market cap potential valuations. And again, none of this is financial advice. There's no guarantee this will happen, but we're just going to do some market cap comparisons in the nickel industry. So we have Homeland Nickel, as I said, current valuation around 80 to 100 million. One of the other bigger Canadian nickel players is Canadian Nickel. Now they're a bit more established, but if Homeland executes on their plan, they will have more nickel and higher grade nickel. The market cap of Canada Nickel is somewhere around 500 million. So that's a 5X from current Homeland Nickel prices. Then when you look at the American nickel producer, Talon Metals, this is the one that owned that Eagle Mine that's shutting down next year.
Shutting down.
What's the market cap of Talon Metals? 8 billion, right? So we got the market cap of Homeland Nickel is 80 to 100 million. The market cap of Talon Metals is 8 billion. We're looking at a 50 to 100X there, right? Like this is the moonshot. And when you're in a multi-year metals bull market, a once in a generational setup with, you know, the dollar debasement, the gold and silver rush, the domestic, there's so many tailwinds for metals right now. You can actually see junior mining stocks do a 50 to 100X. Again, this is not financial advice. This might not happen. But for me, I'm looking at one of the best trade setups of the year. It has to be Homeland Nickel. There's so many bullish catalysts here.
All right, we both hold Homeland Nickel in our portfolios. We are positioning ourselves before the smart money catches on. All that parabolic money that's been made in gold and silver has to rotate somewhere. So we are looking at junior miners, junior exploration companies. If there's any other sectors that you're looking at and you want us to check out some other junior miners or exploration companies, let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.